welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 566. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from the Go Team from Brighton in the UK. That song is called A Bee Without Its Sting, and it's on the album Get Up Sequences Part 1. It just came out last week, July 2nd, on Memphis Industries. That band is from a particular time and place. I remember when they kind of exploded on the scene, 15, 20 years ago. And this new album sounds a lot like that album did then. So if you liked them then, you're going to like them now. If you didn't care for them then, well, this album isn't going to change your mind. I got lots of music for you this week, though, so I'm sure to find something that works for you. Here's a band called Spoilers. The song is called Shy Girl.
You know I can't forget you.
I knew when I met you, oh, and I bet
we covered a hell of a lot of ground in that short set there, didn't we? Ending things off there with Kid Gulliver from Boston. The song is called Stupid Little Girl, and it's on a 4-song digital-only EP called Gimme Some Go. The band self-released that in June of this year. It's power pop, and that's all you need to know about that. Either it works for you, or it doesn't. Before that, we heard from the Divinyls with Siren, Never Let You Go. That was on the band's debut album, 1983's Desperate, which came out on Chrysalis Records. I picked that up on a 2020 reissue that includes all of the tracks from that debut album as it was released in Australia and the rest of the world, as well as some bonus tracks as well. Not very familiar with that band, but it's nice to kind of revisit some of those early 80s new wave bands, and that band had a little more guts than some of the other ones. And then we started that set off with Spoilers with the song Shy Girl. That's the A-side of the single of the same name. It came out in 1980 on Weir Records, a band based out of Birmingham in the UK. I picked that 7-inch up at random a record store, I think, in Pittsburgh, because it looked like it might be power pop, and it looks like it might be. That band has a long history, though not as Spoilers. They've been a number of different bands chasing trends for a very long time, but probably had the most success as a band called Blackfoot Sioux in that junk shop glam era, hitting Top of the Pops a few times there. I guess I should let you know how it works. The podcast is pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Our next set here goes a little more mainstream, or at least mainstream in my world. This one's from the Mountain Goats. It's called The Destruction of the Cola Super Deep Borehole Tower.
Yeah. 2-1 2-1-2 Stick right reflective tape to the collar of your shirt. Mind your business and you won't get hurt. Be true to the things you said you'd be true to. Always keep your objective in view. Working contacts among your effects. See the tall poppies with their tender, fragile necks. Solomon in all his glory, not arrayed like these. Bending in the wind like pilgrims on their knees. Those who came to learn these lessons left no trace of their presence. Always have a flashlight just in case. Show the world your true face. Burn such fuel as you need to burn. Learn to wait your turn. Count the heads in the bunks before you turn in for the night. Lace your boots up tight. Secure the rope to the pole. Keep a sense of wonder when you finally reach your goal. Those who came to learn these lessons left no trace of their presence. Leave nothing behind. Keep a positive thought in your mind. If you can't find anything nice to say, drift away. Retain a sense of grace when it's time to cut the cord. Crack through the crust, fall to your knees and praise the Lord. Listen for the voices calling out from down below. Steady as you go. What will they say back home about you? Who always kept your objective in view? Whose effects included contacts that finally got found inside the Arctic Circle, scattered on the ground. Those who came to learn these lessons left no trace of their presence. Thank you.
hitch a ride with a guy in a pickup who doesn't know left from right from wrong. All I need for you to admit is that you never knew me like you thought you did. You never knew me like you thought you did, like you thought you did. All I need for you to admit is that you never knew me like you thought you did. You never knew me like you thought you did, like you thought you did.
Too much rock, laying the indie rock on you there. That was Lucy Dacus with the song Brando. That's on her new album Home Video, came out June 25th on Matador Records. She's based out of Richmond, VA. That album is incredible. It's a heartbreaker. I listen to it and it just destroys me in a good way. Before that, we heard from Pom Pom Squad with the song Head Cheerleader. That's on the album Death of the Cheerleader, came out June 25th on City Slang Records, based out of New York, New York there. That's a band that I think I don't like. And I listen to the album and I go, but this song's pretty good, and this song's pretty good, and this song's pretty good. And pretty soon I realize that I like every song on the album. So maybe they're a band I don't like, that I just like all of their songs. I don't know. Is that possible? Give that one a listen. I think you're going to find something there that you like too. And then we started that set off with The Mountain Goats with the song The Destruction of the Cola Super Deep Borehole Tower. That's on the album Dark In Here. Came out June 25th. Do you see a trend here? On Merge Records. John is based out of Durham, North Carolina nowadays. This is a different Mountain Goats album. They're all a little different. The lyrics on this one are wonderful as always. The music is just so front and center on this. There's so much interesting things, so much fantastic. You know what? I'm going to tell you, there's some very Steely Dan moments in there. A lot of composition happening, and it works pretty damn well. Anyway, I'm out of time here. I need to wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 566. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Mixler, YouTube, you name it. I'm there at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. Some interesting things coming up here. On the 16th, we've got a Secret Bad Ideas show. Follow them on social and they'll tell you where that is day of. Same day as Bodine's at the Knuckleheads. On the 17th, Cretan 66 at Woodyard Barbecue. On the 18th, Emmeline Twist is playing at the Record Bar. On the 21st, Rad Key at the Record Bar. On the 3rd, Jason Isbell is playing at the Zura Amphitheater, formerly Sandstone. On the 6th, Tanya Tucker at Knuckleheads. 7th, Black Creatures at Lemonade Park or Tech 9 at KC Live. On the 10th, Rancid and Dropkick Murphys are playing at the venue which shall not be named. On the 12th, Slater Kinney is coming to the Midland. On the 14th, Jorge Reyna is coming to Lemonade Park, bringing some good friends there. On the 15th, Juliana Hatfield is in town at the venue that should not be named, with a couple of bands, I think Soul Asylum and I don't know, I forget the other band. On the 17th, John Vanderslice is playing a Secret House show. You know the drill on those ones. Pay the money, find out where it is, go enjoy a show in someone's living room. On the 20th, Monta at Odds at Record Bar. 21st, Deicide is at the Riot Room. On the 26th, Descendants are coming to town, or at least to Liberty Hall. On the 27th, Elvis Costello is at the Uptown. And Waxahachie has a sold-out show at Knuckleheads on the 31st. There's a few new things out on the website since we talked last. There are photos and videos of that, and my thoughts as well, I think, of the Black Mariah Theater show that happened at Afterward, and probably a bunch more. I've been to a lot of shows lately, having trouble keeping up with all of it. Okay, one song left here. I'm going to play a track by a band called Toledo. This is another 7-inch that I just picked up at random. This one's same record store in Pittsburgh. The song is called Crime Doesn't Pay. It's the A-side of the single. Came out in 1979, self-released by Mr. Harry Toledo, who appears to have been part of this, the New York scene that was very early CBGBs, in with the punk rockers, a bit of new wave. Kind of interesting track here. Hopefully you'll enjoy it as well. I feel like I got my $3 worth. Here's Toledo with Crime Doesn't Pay.
1, 2, 3, 4. Crime doesn't pay. Crime doesn't pay. Crime doesn't pay. Crime doesn't pay. We'll be right back. doesn't pay.